In a small Italian town, a young boy once offered his life and purity to the Virgin Mary. That boy was Francesco Forgione, the future Padre Pio. Stay tuned to hear the story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's story. Tomorrow, December 2nd, marks a special day in the history of Pietrelcina, Padre Pio's hometown. On this day, the town commemorates a miraculous event from the 19th century through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary under the title Our Lady of Liberty. So I thought it would be a good moment to share with you a touching story from Padre Pio's early life, one closely tied to this very devotion. You see, Padre Pio had a profound love for the patroness of his hometown, to whom he made a very special vow as a young boy. Without further ado, let's step back in time into the humble home of the Forgione family. The author shares, after dinner, the Forgione family would sit in a semicircle around the fireplace during the long winter nights. Mama Peppa would rummage in her apron pocket and, pulling out the long rosary, slowly start reciting it. The children and Grazio, Padre Pio's father, would respond in unison to the Marian prayer until the little ones' eyes grew heavy and their heads started to nod like bells swayed by the wind. The only one who didn't fall asleep was Francesco, the future Padre Pio. The mysteries of the rosary, which his mother narrated like chapters from a long, enchanting fairy tale, fascinated him deeply. He would stare at the log burning in the fireplace, and to the rhythm of the Hail Marys, he felt something begin to burn in his little heart, a very sweet feeling that soon blazed into love. This love, born in a home filled with faith and piety, soon led little Francesco to seek, beyond those walls, the celestial creature he loved. The future Padre Pio found her in the parish church, beautiful in her posture, gentle in her maternal gaze, tender in her delicate smile, Our Lady of Liberty. Francesco would stand before her statue, completely enraptured. Then began a silent dialogue, made of heartbeats and smiles, a mutual exchange of gifts and promises. To the Virgin of Virgins, the Queen of Virgins, Francesco offered his virginity and his entire being. Pleased with his offering, Our Lady of Liberty rewarded the little one with frequent apparitions. The author tells us that these encounters became frequent. Francesco, returning home from Piana Romana, would stop to pick the most beautiful, fragrant wildflowers by the roadside. He would make colorful bouquets and bring them to her who had captured his heart. The author also shares that one day, after completing his altar boy duties, Francesco asked the archpriest about the Heavenly Mother above the altar, and that's how he learned the ancient history of Our Lady of Liberty. Listen to this. The story goes back nearly 1,500 years to the time of Saint Barnabas, Bishop of Benevento. In those days, the city and surrounding countryside were consumed by fear. The Byzantine armies had unleashed devastation on southern Italian towns and were now camped in the valley between Benevento and Pietrelcina. With no hope of escape, Bishop Barnabas promised that if the people renounced their lingering pagan practices and remained faithful to Christ, God would deliver them. He urged them to invoke the Mother of God under the title Madonna della Libera, Our Lady of Liberty, and to everyone's astonishment, the invading armies suddenly withdrew. The people were spared. But the story doesn't end here. The devotion to Our Lady of Liberty spread throughout southern Italy, but in Pratolcina, it remained alive in a very personal way, strengthened by further miracles over the centuries. One such miracle occurred in 1854, when a terrible cholera epidemic swept through Pratolcina. People were dying in the streets, and fear gripped the town. Remembering the old miracle, the townsfolk gathered in the parish church on December 2nd to pray before the ancient wooden statue of Our Lady of Liberty. They carried her through the streets in procession, begging her to deliver them once more. From that day on, not a single case of cholera was recorded. The author then shares another beautiful detail Francesco learned. The sculptor of that very statue, despite the help of other artists, could not complete it because the head never turned out right. The group temporarily abandoned the task to find new energy and new inspiration. But upon returning, they found the statue's head miraculously completed. Years later, when Francesco left Pratolcina to begin his novitiate in Morcone, he took with him only two items that remained his companions for life: a rosary gifted by his mother and an image of Our Lady of Liberty. And in 1910, after his ordination, Padre Pio celebrated his very first Mass beneath her statue in that same church where he gave his vows as a child. And with that, we conclude today's story. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.